About a third of uninsured adults below retirement age are between 19 and 29 years old, the so-called young invincibles. Many can't afford health insurance, and those who can often go without it. The reason? Well, why pay for something you might not use? So two law professors, Tom Baker from the University of Pennsylvania and Peter Siegelman from the University of Connecticut, have come up with an unusual solution. Revive the idea of tontines. These were insurance schemes banned in most states here in the U.S. at the beginning of the 20th century after a series of corruption scandals. But Tom Baker says bringing tontines back could actually encourage more people, especially the young and healthy, to buy insurance. And what exactly is a tontine?
In its very pure form, a tontine is a contribution made by a group of people to a fund, and the last one living collects all the money. And in the health context, what we're proposing is that people who are in a health insurance pool will pay a little bit extra than they would ordinarily for the health insurance, and the people in the pool who turn out not to need the health insurance during the time of the tontine, which we would say 3 years would be a good number, at the end of that 3 years, the people who didn't use their health insurance divide up among themselves the earnings on the amounts that people paid to participate in that tontine connected to the health insurance pool.
So you would essentially be gambling on your good health.
That's right. But if you think about it, insurance is a gamble. Insurance is something that you buy that pays, you know, on a contingent basis. Do you get sick or not? And from an economic perspective, it's pretty easy to prove that people really ought to be buying insurance, because insurance is a magical transformation device. It allows us to shift money from times when we don't need it very much to times when we do need it very much. But it turns out that lots of people don't behave in that rational way, and we think particularly young people, because we think they're over-optimistic about their health outcomes. And so if, you know, adding a little spice to the insurance makes it more appealing, we think that's good.
You see, I see a lot of potential for mischief here, you know, like poisoning your coworkers and stuff. I mean, if you know you're all in the same pool and if they get sick and you stay healthy, you're going to make more money. I mean, my God, I can just see detectives all over this scheme.
Well, you won't be surprised to hear, and you probably know, that tontines have been a recurring theme in literature, detective novels, and I think the evidence that people have actually done that is pretty slim. There are things I am worried about, and this is something that my wife has told me about many times, is I'm concerned that someone may not go to the doctor if they're close to the end of the period and they're looking at that $1,000 or $2,000 bonus that'll be for them if they just don't go to the doctor for the next few months. And that I do worry a little bit about.
That's Tom Baker. He's a law professor at the University of Pennsylvania. He co-authored an article with Peter Siegelman from the University of Connecticut promoting tontines in the latest issue of Regulation Magazine. It's a quarterly put out by the Libertarian Cato Institute. Tom Baker, thank you so much.
Thank you very much.